This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, and it's time for Foodie Friday. Our guest on the show now is Jennifer New. She is the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition Local Foods Program Director, and also, this is my favorite title, Food Systems Catalyst for the Sustainable Southeast Partnership. Jennifer New, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. So we're going to be talking about the local foods challenge, and then we're going to be giving our listeners a recipe to try over the weekend. But this local foods challenge, it started in May of this year, and it goes through September. Can you start there by outlining what this is?
Yeah, so the local foods challenge basically is a way for all of us to think about where our food comes from and think about ways that we can strengthen the food system here in Southeast Alaska by taking small steps to increase our knowledge and skills, and also to connect to other people who are also interested in doing the same.
All right. And now let's back up just a little bit. Tell us about the organizations that we mentioned, the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition and also Sustainable Southeast Partnership.
Yeah. So the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition works on different projects to empower community members to protect salmon habitat and also to get more involved in local food systems. So we have different projects that we work with different communities around Southeast. And it's really dependent on whatever the community's priorities are. So some examples include Moby the Mobile Greenhouse, which right now is in Sitka and will later travel over to Huna. And we also helped with, we have the Salt and Soil Marketplace, where people who are producing local foods, if they have extra, they can sell on the marketplace. And we also like to organize different events. So right now we're trying to puzzle out how to do events. Maybe in the future we'll do more.
Okay. So the Local Foods Challenge, how can people participate? And it's probably pretty obvious, but what's their inspiration and what is the goal of the challenge?
Yeah, so we, it's basically a kind of an inspirational social marketing campaign. And what we have is we've divided the food system into 10 different categories, which include tangible pieces of our food system where people can think about where they'd like to, where they are, and how they're involved with these different parts of the food system, and then also kind of ways of interacting. And so what we have is a survey that if anyone wants to participate, they can go on our website and fill out the survey and think and look at the different categories and assess where they are, how involved they are, and think about, and then the next step is to think about where they'd like to be at the end of the summer. So focusing on ways to increase involvement, knowledge, and then level up over the course of the summer in each of the categories. And the goal is to really just gain more knowledge and confidence. And also, if somebody's at a level where they feel really confident already, then to reach out further and teach and share those skills and that information with someone who wants to learn. So really creating some linkages throughout the community and sharing.
Yeah, I've heard connection, the word connection, or, you know, alluded to a few times. So it sounds like that's definitely a goal as well. This contest or this challenge, I should say, started in May. Do you have an example of someone who's already participating?
Yeah, so we have a bunch of people that are participating from around the region. And it's really neat because they'll share different things that they're doing, and we'll post it on the Facebook page and also send it out in our newsletter. And one of the first people to sign up was a gentleman in Sitka who is really experienced with gathering and harvesting and preserving wild plants. And so he is really excited to be posting a story every month about what he's gathering, different recipes, and then also ethical harvesting, like how he recommends people are harvesting so that it's respectful for other community members and the cultures here, as well as to the environment. So, yeah, excited to have him share his knowledge.
Got it. And I think the answer to this might be a little obvious too, but I'll ask you anyway, just sort of speak to the importance of sustainable food and local food production.
Yeah. So here in Southeast Alaska, we have so many wonderful sources of local food, but we also are, we also bring up a lot of food from the lower 48, and it's always good to be able to be prepared in the case of an emergency, knowing what resources we have here and knowing how to be able to be self-reliant, because since most of our food is brought in by barge or by airplane, if there's any breakdown in the transportation channels, then that can leave us without a secure supply of food. And also now with the COVID-19 pandemic, there's a lot of uncertainty as to the people who are producing our food. So the people who are growing it, people who are in the meatpacking industries. And so if anything happens to the people who are producing the food, that also puts us at risk. So the more that we can be self-reliant and have structures in place, but also be confident in ourselves to know what to do and to be prepared, and to rely on each other. That, I think that's the key to having a sustainable food system.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this sounds like it would be fun. This local foods challenge would be fun from anyone who's growing a basil plant on their patio in a pot to sort of a master gardener. Would you agree?
Oh yeah, it's really the way that we designed the challenge is that everybody knows something, and everyone has an opportunity to increase their knowledge and increase their experience, because you learn by experience, and so master gardeners are fantastic. They can share, they do share what they know by doing different projects, but also, there's a lot of kids out there that are really enthusiastic, and, you know, it's encouragement for kids to ask people around them for guidance, and also maybe for those that have knowledge to consider sharing and offering some mentoring for those who want to learn. So yeah, it's really for everyone, and there's different categories. Should I go into the categories?
Sure, please do.
Okay, so we've got 10 categories. So they're gather, grow, hunt, fish, preserve and store, cook and eat, compost and recover, so basically reducing food waste, share, so sharing food with families and friends, and then also to those in need, celebrate, appreciate, so really recognizing those essential workers, and then also the natural environment where food comes from, and then buy local. So supporting our local producers, our farmers, fishermen, cottage food vendors, basically supporting those who are producing food commercially.
All right. So it looks like participants can sort of select one of these categories to share in. And then what's going to happen in September when the Local Foods Challenge comes to a close?
Yeah. So actually the way that it works is that we want people to try and figure out how to be involved in all 10 categories,
oh, wow.
Even if it's a small amount. Yeah. Yeah. So to figure out where they are. So maybe a person is really confident with gathering, wild foods, but they're not as confident with growing. So the idea is to challenge, you know, to increase that confidence and increase that practice of it. So all 10 categories, and just to increase your level of engagement. So on the website, we have more information about the different levels that people can be engaged with the categories. And the idea is that we want everyone to try and increase their level one step this summer, because there's always next year to get, you know, to increase even more. And so what we're hoping is that if everybody who's participating is at one level with all 10 categories, by the end of September, if we all increase our level in each of these categories by the end of September, we'll make the food system that much stronger. And in September, we'll be able to share what we've learned, share successes, lessons learned, and we'll be putting together a list of resources compiled throughout the summer, and we'll send that out to all the participants.
All right. If you're just tuning in, this is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. We're speaking with Jennifer New of the Sustainable Southeast Partnership and also the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition about the Local Foods Challenge. It started in May, and it runs through September of this year. Jennifer, please tell us how we can participate. Where's the website? And then let's talk about our recipe for the weekend.
Yeah. So the best place to find information is the Salt and Soil Marketplace website. So saltandsoilmarketplace.com. There's a tab that says Local Foods Challenge, and it'll go through all the different steps. And it has information and resources. And you'll basically, you know, check it out. You can fill out a form and sign up for our newsletter. We'll be sending out newsletters every couple weeks with updates and stories and different tips. And then check out the Facebook page as well. We'll have some blogs. We'll have a blog that gets updated every once in a while. It'll be a great way to get connected.
All right, so that's saltandsoilmarketplace.com to sign up for the Local Foods Challenge. What's your Facebook page called?
And the Facebook page is called, Local Foods Challenge Southeast Alaska.
All right.
Yeah, if they search for Local Foods Southeast Alaska, Local Foods Challenge Southeast Alaska.
Sounds good. All right. It's, as you know, as part of Foodie Friday, we always like to share some food inspiration, which you've already done, but actually give our listeners a bit of a recipe or something to try this weekend. What have you been cooking lately, and what would you like to share?
Yeah, so, you know, my favorite thing to cook this time of year, Scott, is actually, it's called chickweed pesto. And so for gardeners out there, I think gardeners will be familiar with a garden weed called chickweed, and it's quite prolific. It's very tender. It's really delicious and very nutritious, and it loves to grow in gardens and on farms. And so I'll find gardeners who don't want chickweed in their garden and offer to remove it for them, and then I'll go home and cook it, and I'll make pesto with it, which is basically, it's tender. So it's got a really bright green flavor, just very healthy. And you'll blend that in a food processor with olive oil, garlic. I like to use walnuts. Some people use pine nuts in their pesto, and a little bit of vinegar, and a little bit of citrus juice, so maybe lemon or lime juice, and then blend it all up, and it makes a really nice green pesto that you can put on anything.
All right. Will you send us a picture of chickweed, please, and we can put that on today's post for our web post?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. And actually, we will have more information on chickweed on our website as well. So, yeah, we'll will send you a picture of chickweed. And if you ask any gardener or farmer, they can help you identify it to make sure you're harvesting the right thing. And they'll probably be really happy
right.
that you come to from them. Yeah. So that's kind of the idea behind sharing. One of the values on our challenge is to share.
Yeah. All right. We've been speaking with Jennifer New. She's the Food Systems Catalyst for the Sustainable Southeast Partnership and also the Local Foods Program Director for the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition. We've been talking about the Local Foods Challenge, which you can sign up for at saltandsoilmarketplace.com. And that challenge goes through September of this year. And we also learned how to make chickweed pesto. It's been a lot of fun, Jennifer. I thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and happy harvesting.